If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 14th day of April
15th.
It's the 15th?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. 15.
What if I don't want it to be? You hear that? You know who that is? Go ahead. Cackle. Cackle. Go on. There you go. That's Leaping Lizards. It's Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She don't know that nowadays you can do whatever you want, right? So that's the 15th day. You know who knows that better than anyone? President Trump. We'll talk about that later. Back in the booth. The boys out there. Pastors, mighty men on those telephones. You have Frank and Randy and Derek. And then in a glass cage, we keep him in there. And we only let him out when we need to. Because he's our producer. He's kicking it with Kenny.
How you doing, Pastor?
There you go. That's Kenny. All righty. And now we have back. She hasn't been here in a very long time. She hasn't been here in a long, long time. And that's why I've been so sick. It's our nurse, Elaine Connolly. Hey, Elaine.
Hi, Pastor. Good evening.
Got you here. I haven't really been that sick. I just kind of looked that way. But anyhow, I'm doing better now. And
good, I am too.
Yeah, both of us. It's been a tough year, hasn't it?
Yeah, 2024 has not been the best.
No, but we don't let it get us down, do we?
No, we don't. We just keep on putting one foot in front of the other and eating that doggone elephant one bite at a time.
That's right. When in doubt, charge. When not in doubt,
exactly.
Charge anyway. Right. And then we have way out yonder, we have the Missouri legend, none other than Pastor Joe Larson.
Oh, good evening. Welcome back, Elaine. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right, this is Pledge Week.
We keep getting older and uglier, but at least we got somebody there better looking than Ernie.
Hey, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Man, well, go ahead, Joe. Pile it on.
No respect.
I will.
I'm used to being rejected. Yep. All right.
Hey, we've got to have something, you know, good happen on the program once in a while, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll just...
We got Elaine and...
Kip back and... Pretend like I'm an old man now.
Oh, pretend, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Already.
Method actor.
Yeah. Method actor.
All right.
Don't forget that with age comes wisdom.
Yeah, that's right. All right, there you go. We're like a fine wine. Maybe a little bit more like old vinegar, but anyhow, we're here. Now, listen, this is Pledge Week, and so The numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've already got pledges from Little Lisa, 125, and Miss Wendy Wilson has pledged $808. And then we have Anonymous. I know who these two Anonymous are. They pledged $100. And so the phone lines are open. We really need, we're going to go at it tonight like we always do. I mean, we never ever, in over 50 years, not one time have we ever compromised. Not once. Not one single time. And we're not going to. And I have people calling me all the time saying, why are you still alive? How can you still be on the air? Well, and I can tell you, here's the answer. The answer is God. God has kept us out here because, boy, I'm going to tell you, the opposition sure wants us off. But we're going to give them good reason to want us off tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one tonight.
All righty. So let's get started, Joe. Do you know what the title of the message was?
The Lord gives us life and liberty and good. Give them death, bondage, and evil.
All righty. And so here, tonight we're going to be talking, or this week, in the message about whoredom. Whoredom. And basically there's four, it refers to four types of whores. Sexual whores. It refers to, I wanted to put the way down, judicial whores. The judicial whores. It refers to religious whores. Now, in the Old Testament, the judicial whores and the religious whores were often one of the same. And today, we have media whores. So we're going to be talking about all of those four categories of whores as we go through this message. And we start tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 20. So let's take it, Joe, take it, read verses 11 through 14, and then stop.
All right. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it.
Okay, so here now, what we have, Joe, this applies to the great truth of salvation through the faith in Christ, rather than through the impossible burden of keeping the whole law. That's what he's referring to. Of course, the word that brings us, brings one into right fellowship with God is inaccessible in heaven or hell, but is in our own mouths. If you go over to Romans, Joe, chapter 10, and read me verses 9 through 11. Romans 10, 9 through 11.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay, so here that word confession is confession that Jesus is Lord.
Lord, amen.
And all of that confession applies. Remember, the word, the Greek word, kurios, was applied in the Roman world to the emperor. And here now, it is applied to Christ. He is the Lord. He is God. He is the kurios. So,
and he is, going back to chapter 30 in Deuteronomy, he is the word, the very word. Christ was logos, the word, and he was the one who did all the speaking.
Yep. And so here now, the point of it is that he's making the statement that Jesus must be accepted as God, the Lord Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer. And that's the point that he's making here. So if we go back, and the fact that there is no other God, there is no other God. And if we go back to Deuteronomy, pick it up in verse 15 and read 15 through 20.
15 through 20. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mightest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
All right, now let me ask you this. What is the number one issue that the Deathocratic Communist Collective is running on? The number one issue that they're running on is what?
Abortion or murder.
Death.
They want to be able to murder children created in the image of God himself.
Last week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled on the Comstock Act, which goes back from, what is it, 1846 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, so now here, they did the right thing, but for the wrong reason. Now, the Comstock Act forbids all abortions, okay? But they did it not to stop abortions. They wanted to infuriate. They wanted to get the Deathocratic Communist Party to screaming banshees up, crying for more death, trying to convince biblically illiterate, unclean women that they have a constitutional right to kill the child in the womb. Now, and here I've been disappointed with President Trump. Trump's been getting bad advice. He's been being told, you've got to give some exceptions. You can't go with no exceptions. That's not politically correct. Now, you've got a choice of going biblically correct, which we've stuck to from day one, or politically correct. Now, the choice is the exceptions.
In this case, it's not even politically correct. It's they think it'll be electability correct.
Yeah. And that is, they wanted to call the incest, rape, or the death of the mother. Well, first of all, the reality is this, and you know this, Elaine. If you go back from 73 to 83, in a 10-year period, and this was put out by the government back then. I remember we were reporting that not one case in a 10-year period that was documented where the mother, where the child had to die to save the mother's life. Not one.
Not one.
But here's the problem.
One case where they were tried to save them both and lost one or the other, but it was a 50-50 chance they could save either one. Because something gone wrong, so
now
it wasn't a choice.
Now, what is the biblical position? The biblical position is no exceptions, no exceptions,
no exceptions, none. God didn't give us any,
right? And so that's the position that we stay with. No compromise, period. None. All right, I want to say, Bob in New York pledges $500. Thank you, Bob. Tony in Toronto pledges $125. Thank you, Tony. And so here, what happened Friday? Kamala Harris, that screaming banshee, that wicked.
You mean giggles?
Wicked, wicked. No, I mean wicked. She's a wicked woman. She's a She's, according to God's word, the Bible, she's unclean. She's an unclean woman, and she's a wicked woman. And she went off in a screaming banshee to Arizona to try to inflame the people, trying to convince the unclean women there that they have a constitutional right to kill their children. They don't. And let me tell you what they're going to end up. God's word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. Those that refuse to repent, they're going to burn in hell. You see, oh my gosh, Pastor Sanders, what did you just say? I said that God's word, the Bible, says unless you repent, you're going to burn in hell. Okay? Hell is going to be, hell has opened her mouth wide. Enough room to take in all the Democrats out there because they've become very, very wicked, ungodly people, and Antichrist. And so here, as they look at that, he said what? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Do you hear that? I record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both they and their seed may live. Well, they haven't. They have chosen death. Joe, turn to Proverbs chapter 8 and read me verses 35 and 36.
Proverbs 8. 35 and 36. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate me love death.
So now think about this. Those people, you have a lot of people that go by the polls. They're told they don't want to seem like they're not mainstream. And so they're told by an illegitimate media out there that 70% of the people in this country say that abortion should be legal in some form. Well, those are illegitimate polls brought on by illegitimate people. And, you know, it's how you word something. You can get whatever answer you want if you word it the right way, and that's what they do. And so...
And also, remember, polls can also be not as random as they sound. It depends on what area they make the phone calls to. You know, if you're calling around a college campus area, you know, they play with things.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to take a poll in Manhattan and ask if President Trump is guilty or innocent, right?
Right, yeah, and they do poll some of that. Now, there's some good pollsters out there, but there are a lot of them that I worry about. One thing, though, when Kamala Harris went out and said it's a constitutional right, the Supreme Court cleared back an early ruling. Commonwealth versus Nesbitt, Luda Miller versus the people identified actions in which the government did have legitimate right to intrude upon religion. You think I'm off base, but just listen. They could intrude upon religion in these areas. These activities include human sacrifice, polygamy, bigamy, concubinage, incest, infanticide, that is the word for abortion, killing children, parricide, advocation, and promotion of immorality. Such acts, even if done in the name of religion, would be stopped by the government, since according to the court, they were subversive of good order and were overt acts against good order of the United States. So one of the first rulings in the Constitution said you can't have infanticide, even if you claim it in the name of religion.
And so there you go.
So she doesn't even know her constitution.
Well, the other thing,
she's just a lawyer. I mean, come on, you know.
The other point is that sometimes they like the Constitution and sometimes they don't.
They try and
mold it to whatever. They mold it to whatever they're trying to get in the way of points across to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem you have, Elaine, okay, is the way they define the Constitution.
Correct.
Okay. Like, for example, the First Amendment. The ACLU defines that much differently for what they call Christian nationalists. That's what they're calling us now, Christian nationalists. This
and
is what
Biden said. Yeah, and Biden said that basically the Constitution is fluid, and it's not.
No. because what? We are a constitutional republic. A republic is a nation where we have rule of law, laws that do not change. What laws don't change? God's laws are the only laws that do not change. Man's laws always change. God's laws never do. So right there, again, they don't understand what the Founding Fathers put in plain, simple English.
See, what God has, Joe, is lawful. What man has is legal. And there's a difference. There's a whole lot of things that are legal that are not local, lawful.
Right. But God's laws are the only laws that do not change.
Right. They're the only laws that are laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like here, the communists have recently just come out, and they said a Christian nationalist is one that thinks their rights come from God and not the government. No. The government does not have the right to offer to the authority to give you a right. Our rights come from God. Now, they have privileges, but not rights. And these people that refer to, that say what I just said here, they don't believe in God. God has already ruled that these people are fools. And so, you know, when I talk to them, I'll say, you do know that you're a fool, right? Do you understand the definition of a fool? Okay. Because being biblically illiterate, they don't even realize they're fools.
No, they don't. And again, going back one of the big Supreme Court rulings back in 1815, it was given in the state of Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court said no, it wouldn't bother to look at it because they were correct. And do it real quickly. Morality, they said, is defined as the condition of forming with right principles. It pits right against wrong. To legislate means to make law. Law imposes rules of conduct and enforces them with authority. What law has ever been acted by any government in the history of man that has not named something wrong and its opposite right? Every law establishes and legislates morality. What today's critics, and remember, 1815, what today's critics are saying, we don't want God to have anything to do with today's morality. We want to determine what is right and wrong without God. America has become the battleground between the world's two oldest religions. The first religion to appear in the history of mankind worships God. The second worships man. In America, the first is expressed by Christianity. The second is humanism. It is not a question of whether morality can or should be legislated. It is a question of which religious guidelines will undergird the legislation. Religious guidelines that deify God or religious guidelines that deify man.
All right. So
this was settled way back when. They said no worse.
Allen in Oklahoma pledges $130 and well, folks, this is Pledge Night. The number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. We have tonight, folks, if you pledge, we have the Trash Hauler's Wife, with Susan Daniels. That's a true story about Susan Daniels. How she ended up becoming a private investigator, a woman whose husband was killed by competition in the gangster world, and who did an in-depth investigation into Barack Hussein Obama, and which had him very worried, proving that he was not even an American citizen. But anyhow, that book is available. We have a limited edition of those for a donation of $50. We're asking a donation of $50. We also have my CDs, I Stand for the Flag and I Kneel for the Cross. I Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross. If we ask for a donation of $25, So, again, The Trash Hauler's Wife, a donation of $50, or the CD. All of those songs, a lot of the early songs, the ones that people really liked, are on that one. I Stand for the Flag and I Kneel for the Cross. And so,
Pastor,
yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Basically, if someone donates $100, I will give them a free integrative health consultation.
All right. And would you want to give them a phone number where they can contact you for that?
Yes, it's Elaine Conley, 440-478-4073.
We'll
that's
do it.
440-478-4073.
All right, very good.
$100, and I'll give you a free integrated health consultation.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Elaine, for that. All right.
You're welcome.
We're going to do a couple things. One, I want to give a quick announcement for an evening with Dane Ortland, and he's the author of The Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ, Sinners and Sufferers, and the Agape Christian Academy, which is a tremendous Christian school. I know Sue and Russ Gifford. I've known them for many, many years. They started that school with about 5 or 6 students, and now they've got several hundred. And it is a tremendous, the Agape Christian Academy. And they are having their springtime banquet. That's Friday, April 26th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Parkside Church. That's at Parkside Church at 7100 Pettibone Road in Bainbridge. Tickets are $45, which includes a very good dinner. And so I, Lord's willing, I will be there for most of it. And so if you come on out, come up and say hi to me. And my missus will be there. She doesn't go out to many places, but she always goes to this because we need Christian, and this is a Christian school. We got to help our children, get them out of the public schools. And because so many people are going to the Christian schools, the public schools are saying, you know what? We're going to have to change our ways, and because we're not going to have any students if we continue, you know, in cultural Marxism. So we're going to have to try to straighten out. And so that is broad. Some of them will tell you, look, we are forced. If we continue in the way, we'll have no students at all. So for more information, you can call 440-834-8022, 440-834-8022. 8022, again, 440-834-8022, and tell them you heard about it here on old Pastor Ernie's program, What's Right, What's Left, because it is a really good school. And now, folks, well, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to pray in a precatory prayer, and you folks out there listening to me, this country, unless people turn back to God, unless people get serious, folks, let me tell you, unless there's repentance, and repentance is simply saying, I'm sorry. There's power in prayer. Power in prayer. And there comes a time when you need to use very powerful prayer. And let me tell you, folks, the opposition out there, they might laugh and mock and say they don't believe in God. But sometimes God scares the hell out of them, okay? And so I'm going to say this in precatory prayer, and I ask you to say it with me, because they want death. And all of these people out there that are saying child killing should be legal, and especially, you know, we have these people that have Down syndrome, you know, all the Down syndrome. As soon as they're diagnosed, they should be killed immediately in the womb. And, of course, you know, Elaine, there's a huge push now to start doing away with the elderly. What is it? By 74, you're no more. That was one of the sayings that they wanted to push. So, folks, they love death, and they hate God. And he tells you right in his word. Let me read those two verses again. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and it shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
Death,
So let's pray for God to either bring them to repentance. Hell has opened her mouth wide. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, my prayer is this. For all of those out there that love death, they love death for everybody else, Lord, for the children, for the innocent. And Lord, I would pray, Father God, that unless they repent, you return that death upon their own heads. For all of those out there, Lord, I would pray, and I would pray people are praying with us, that unless they repent, you would return that death upon their own heads, because they're horrible people. They kill little children. Pedophilia is rampant. The entire Democratic collective has become completely corrupt. They use whoredom and what they call lawfare now, going after innocent people. It's purely wickedness, Lord. It's pure wickedness out there today. And they're corrupt in everything. And so, Lord, I would pray, Lord, that you would give them what they ask, and you would return that death right back upon their heads for those that refuse to repent. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. We'll be back right after this. We have we're going to be listening to, well, it's the clip that you wanted me to play, Joe. Be right back.
We find ourselves in a cold civil war. This is a war not over the size of government or taxes, but over the American way of life. This war is between those who believe that America is good and those who believe America is bad. Those who want to preserve the American way of life, and those who want to destroy it. These differences are too large to bridge. This is what makes it a war. In a war, you must play to win. But we have no real generals. Leading Republicans, who should be our generals, don't seem to see the war in its entirety, particularly its cultural aspects. Winning a war requires two fundamental understandings. First, you must understand that you are, in fact, in a war. Wartime requires very different rhetoric, strategy, and people than peacetime. Do our current Republican leaders understand this? Second, you must understand your enemy. Education, corporate media, entertainment, big business, big tech. These institutions, together with the government, function as a totalitarian regime, crafting narratives that advance their agenda and suppressing those that do not. In a totalitarian regime, there can be no institutions of moral authority that compete with the state. Religion and civic life must go or be radically altered, because these institutions, like the family, teach the values that support the American way of life. The woke communists no longer teach our children about an America striving, however imperfectly, towards its noble ideals. Instead, they teach our children about an America conceived in oppression and dedicated to racism, aiming to indoctrinate a generation who will liberate and even enthusiastically participate in its destruction. In short, woke communism is replacing American justice with social justice, destroying law and order, the rule of law, and both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Will Republican leaders stand up to defend America? Join me and let them know where we stand. Together, we will find and support the generals we need in 2022. We will fight to win.
All right, we're back. And those numbers are, folks, we got to hear from you. We got to hear from you. Again, I got a feeling that America's going to be on fire this summer, folks, unless the church awakens. Unless the church awakens. The numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Allen in Oklahoma pledges 130. Now, he made two errors in there, Joe. The first error, he said that the generals are supposed to lead America. Who does the Bible say are supposed to lead the people?
Pastors.
The pastors. The pastors are supposed to lead the people. Number two, the other error he made is for us to depend upon the Republican Party. We can't depend upon the Republican Party. We can't. That time is way past. They have proven to us that there's only a remnant, only a very a small minority within the Republican Party that are for real. Most of them aren't there. They're just there to be reelected. And so we need to, we have to say, look, If it's going to get done, we're going to have to do it. We have to, all of us, step up to the plate.
The people have to, this has to be an uprising of the people, a grassroots taking our country back. Now, we do have some good Republican leaders that have been out there fighting, and you've got a couple of really good ones there in the state of Ohio. So we do have some good leaders out there.
Yeah, we do. We do have some, and we support those. But we have to understand, we're up against the enemy is completely corrupt. Okay, to us, lying is wrong. It's a sin. To them, it's required, like Karl Marx. To us, there should be integrity and honor in, say, the elections. That there should be some honor and some integrity in there. And with them, it's not. There's no honor. Whatever means, you know, that they can use. If it's lying, stealing, killing, whatever, the Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupt. There's no redeeming values at all left within the party. Now, President Trump is the legitimate president of the United States. I do not recognize Joe Obama Biden. Joe Obama Biden is illegitimate. He was never legally elected. The whole thing was fraudulent. Right now, today, the FBI and the CIA are already hard at work wanting to throw this next election. Okay, the corruption is, again, a mile wide and a mile deep. And people, more and more people are watching that. I had a clip I wanted to play today, but I didn't get it. I'm going to play it tomorrow night. And it talks about just how corrupt the FBI has become. How John Brennan, the CIA, how hard he worked turning the CIA to overthrowing President Trump. So we today, as and they're referring to us as Christian nationalists. That's the way they want to start out. They don't want to refer to all Christians yet. But we are Christian nationalists. We're the enemy. Let me tell you, God is their enemy. And they have to understand that. And here, Margaret in Illinois pledges 125. Thank you, Margaret. And so the corruption, again, Let me give you an example. Today, this judge, President Trump, last Monday sued Juan Merchan, the far-left communist overseeing the Stormy Daniels hush payment trial. Do you know what I have right here? I have a letter from Stormy Daniels. We told you about this before. How many times? I think we put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, I think you're right. That was a while back.
And here's her letter. Here's her letter. Official statement of Stormy Daniels, January 30th, 2018, to whom it may concern. Over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, and 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at Stormy Daniels. Just said Stormy Daniels, okay. Anyhow, and then she signed it, so it's signed by Stormy Daniels. Now, here.
And shortly after, she changed, and I guess the money talks, but all of a sudden now, there was a relationship after denying it four times. So who do you believe? Which Stormy?
She denied it five times.
What?
She denied it five times.
Five times, yeah. Well, which one of them then do you believe?
Well, you know, again, here, why would he want to be with a porn star? Do you know what a porn star is? See, when they call them adult movies, they're talking about a whore.
Yeah.
The woman's a whore. See,
sexual relationships with multiple people on film for other people to watch.
Well, now, for those in the mainstream media, even a porn star, their ethics and their morals are really not much different for so many of those in the mainstream media. Because in the mainstream media today, you have media whores. These are people that will sell their very souls whatever they're told to say. They will look in that camera and they will lie through their teeth. They will sell their very selves. And the so-called mainstream media, you can't find a journalist anymore.
Right. They sell their integrity, their honesty, their reputation, and they cling to the narrative no matter what.
Absolutely.
And the only narrative we cling to is called the gospel, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the one forever truth. It's the all-time truth, and it will last forever. If you're going to cling to something, I highly recommend the gospel.
Well, as we go through this week's message, we're going to see how it's the gospel, the word of God, that refers to these people as whores.
Whores, okay? Yeah.
And so here now, President Trump on Saturday stared down the far-left New York judge overseeing the Stormy Daniels hush money trial, who hit him with an expanded gag order for criticizing his daughter. Juan Merchan Monday night expanded Trump's gag order and barred the former president from criticizing his family members. But boy, they like to attack President Trump's family, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they can do that. See, that's fair. To them, that's all right, but don't come after mine, you know. Everything's about them. It's fine. They have rules for them and rules for us.
The judge's daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a far-left political operative who worked for the Biden-Harris campaign. The media has infanticized 34-year-old Lauren Merchan in an effort to attack Trump amendment-protected speech. Lauren Merchan's firm, Authentic Campaigns Incorporated, has received tens of millions of dollars from the Communist Party who want to take Trump down. According to the New York Post, Lauren Merkin helped the communists raise $93 million off of their father's case. On Saturday, Trump blasted Juan McCon and the other completely crooked. This guy is, look, the only crooks in that courtroom are him, the prosecutor, and his daughter. These are the ones that are the crooks, the corrupt in that courtroom. Trump blasted Juan McCon and the other crooked left-wing New York judges who have ruled against him in the lawfare cases in a series of Truth Social specials. I mean, can you believe, you know, Manhattan, it's just as corrupt as could be. I would be ashamed. Now, I want to say this. There are some people in Manhattan, and they feel the same way as we do about that Manhattan and about the New York judicial system. Because we get a lot of support, believe me, from New York. People that live there in New York say, you know, thank you for telling the truth. It is corrupt. We're in communist country here, and the corruption's a mile wide and a mile deep. There's no integrity, no honor, no decency there. And so Trump threw down the gauntlet and blasted Judge Merkan. President Trump said he will continue to tell the truth and will gladly become a modern-day Nelson Mandela. Oh, no. Big mistake. You don't want to do that, Trump. And is willing to sacrifice my freedom for the worthy cause. Okay, there you go. And again, he, you know, this Merkan, he was one of Hillary Clinton's supporters. Hillary owned this guy. He was one of her puppets.
Yep. The left is so corrupt. I mean, everything we've done for years, just connect dots, show the corruption over and over and over until I'm sick of trying to point it out. They live through corruption and power. They're and justifies the means. People have to start to understand what that means. It means the only thing they care about is winning. They do not care what they have to do to win. Winning is all that matters. Nothing else matters. And we have to play the game according to the way God tells us we have to live our lives and respond. So we have to be truthful. We have to, you know, follow the rules. They have no rules they have to follow other than what does it take to win.
They have no honor of human life.
None at all. But they have no honor and integrity in anything, okay?
Correct.
You know, it's they love death. Look, pedophilia within the Democratic Communist Collective it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, the pedophilia. And so you take a look at all of that. You know, here this P. Diddley or whatever it is, that fellow who was just found, you know, that so-called rap singer. Here, this guy was involved with Epstein in that group. And guess who else he was involved with him in his parties? None other than Hillary Clinton. He had a relationship with Hillary Clinton. And so there you go. And what was he doing? Filming people having sex and blackmailing them, right?
Yeah, it goes back to, you know, some of these people have no, I mean, people on the left like that, they have no, not only do they have no morals and integrity, but they also are stupid. I mean, getting yourself filmed, pictures of yourself, these affairs, going to party where there's things going on that shouldn't be. And they haven't figured out yet. People take pictures, take notes, you know, record things. I mean, how dumb can they be? I just can't believe sometimes how stupid they are.
Well, they have what is called ideas of grandeur, which is a psychiatric condition.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, you see things trending, Elaine. You know, the Bible says, it's very clear that the enemy normally attacks men in the area of pride and women in the area of discernment. And now what you have It used to be, I remember when I was going to school, going to college, probably 20% of the people going to college then were women. About 80% were men. Today, that's turned around. Women are almost 70% of those going to college. Men are now going back to trade schools. But what is what they call trending is the young men are turning, going further to the right, becoming more conservative because they've been under attack, where the young women are becoming more liberal. They've been indoctrinated in those colleges. And now the latest thing that I had that group of people who stand up for men's right in divorce cases and family, and they have the stats out there that 91% now of divorces, and I'm not sure if it's in Ohio or just nationwide, are initiated by the women now. It used to be just the opposite. I mean, well, it used to be closer to maybe 40-60, but now, according to their stats, 91%. And why? It's indoctrination. And here recently you had these prostitutes that come out and say, we're a profession. We have a profession. I disagree with them. They may call it a profession. But they say that, in other words, they were claiming, you know, we're very, you know, they try to keep the line on STDs. They use protection, this and that, so forth. And they're trying to justify their so-called profession. But they were saying that here they're being run out of business by the college girls. Here that they're saying we try to keep a profession, and they think it's an honorable profession. But they say these college girls are giving it away for free. And even the prostitutes look down on them. What in the world? Where has society gone? Okay, it's just unbelievable that it's. Did you ever think you would see this day in America?
Not really, but a good majority of these individuals have taken the COVID shots, and the COVID shots, you know, influence your decision making. Hijack your frontal lobe, which is your emotional intellect, and it's, like I said, your decision-making, and then also affects the pineal gland, which is your metabolism. So, you know, all of this contributes to the bad behavior, all of a sudden, the daughter or son, parents don't recognize them anymore.
Very good point. Boy, you're right about that, because I've heard a lot about that from the parents, the grandparents. But you know what? And that's the other thing. Women are much more likely to take the shot than men. They're much more likely to take it than men. That's another thing. That comes back to the discernment.
Well, and I don't know whether to believe these statistics or not, but close to 70% of America has taken these shots.
Say that again.
70% of Americans have taken at least one COVID shot.
I don't believe that at all. I know I've heard that myself, and I think it's closer to maybe 50-50. But
yeah, I thought that was pretty high myself. However, you know, you don't know what to believe anymore. And the podcasters in 2023 predicted that in 2024, there were going to be a lot of false flags. All right, there was going to be a lot that looked real but wasn't. And that, again, it's very hard to discern what's reality and what isn't.
Hang tight. We're up against a hard break. We're going to be back right after this with a whole lot more, so don't go away. More to come. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
WHKW W245CY Cleveland, reminding you it's time to get back to church this Sunday, a service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.